We're back this morning on Rochester Speaks. I am John Gehring, joined today by Katie Borchers, who is a really interesting individual here at Rochester. She runs Beyond Green Solutions, where you can learn more at beyondgreensolutions.com, which is really revolutionizing healthcare and doing it from a point of empathy. So this is going to be a really interesting conversation about owning a business here in Rochester, the concept of running a business from the perspective of empathy, and the way she's giving back to the community now. So Katie, thanks so much for joining me this morning.
Hello there. Thanks for having me.
So tell me a little bit about your background and especially why you started here in Rochester and decided to start Beyond Green Solutions.
Yeah. So I have lived in Rochester my entire life, with the exception of 4 years when I went to nursing school at the University at Buffalo. So my background is healthcare. My background is nursing. I was an acute care pediatric bedside nurse at Golisano Children's Hospital at the University of Rochester, and then spent many years in technology working for the university and, working with different teams of hospitals to implement new technology and kind of how to be trained and use it. And after 18 years working for the University of Rochester Medical Center, I started my own business. So that's where I am today.
And Beyond Green Solutions is that business. So talk a little bit about U of R Medical Center, best of the best, right? What are some of the things that you took away from your time there that you now use in your business?
Yeah, absolutely. 18 years at the U of R, and they gave me so much more than I could have asked for. Obviously, bedside care, strong nurses, Highland nurses, U of R nurses, they do things the best. I learned a lot at the bedside about triaging, talking to people, educating patients and their families, certainly that comfort with caring for others, both physically and emotionally and through conversation. I was in IT technology. I was a curriculum designer, so learned how to write educational materials, learned how to share that knowledge with others so they could deliver that curriculum. And then, of course, my last step was being a project director, so kind of organizing people and projects. And the U of R, through all of those steps, does amazing things. As a nurse, as you get further and further from the bedside, you really have this internal thought process. Am I still making a difference in the people that I'm with and the things that I do to warrant stepping back away from that patient care? And I always felt as I stepped away from bedside care at the U of R, and even today in my own business, that I am making a difference in people's lives. I am supporting that greater mission of patients. I left the U of R and started Beyond Green Solutions. And I did something that no other nurse in the United States has done today. I own a medical debt collection agency. And it's taking me a long time to say that with confidence, because when you own a debt collection agency, people look at you differently, right? So leading with, I'm a nurse, leading with, I have a lot of experience in technology, and I pulled those two experiences together to deliver technology and patient care through the debt collection space. And so what does that mean? So when people think about debt collection, they think about harsh, rude, demanding, not nice people. But there's a lot of studies out there that when you treat people with respect, with empathy, when you give grace and patience and options, people are more likely to engage with you. And I am using that bedside skill set towards the industry of debt collection. And so when you ask open-ended questions to somebody who has a past due bill, you establish rapport, you hear what their problems are, you can help them solution. And solutions really means recovery. How can we help you get this monkey off your back of this debt that you have in a way that makes you feel like you were supported through that process? And sometimes that means you are now aware and we answered your questions and you make that payment. But a lot of times it means you need time to make a plan or you need time to pay that back through a payment plan. The offices that I support, the businesses, the healthcare entities, we have that conversation of our methods. And if you are on board with having that patience and giving those options, we can certainly help you and your customers, consumers with this past due. And so that's the philosophy that I've used to grow my business here in Rochester.
It starts with empathy, and that's so important. What you're saying is that maybe we should all become nurses, and then we might just be more empathetic people and bring that into whatever career we're in.
Sure. I mean, nurses can go everywhere and do so many different things. And I feel lucky to have found my niche with my nursing background. But I think that how people feel about nurses hasn't changed. So, I just read this article that nursing is the number one trusted profession for the last 30 years. Nurses are trusted above doctors, above firefighters, above police officers. And why is that, right? It's because nurses possess the ability to be empathetic
Yes.
and listening and understanding and putting yourself in somebody else's shoes. That ability to touch physically as well as emotionally is a skill set that nurses have, both through our training and our experiences. And so applying that to other industries is meaningful for those industries. And so taking that nursing to debt collection, and it sounds terrible to say debt collection, but you're truly working on patient past dues, we can make people feel supported through a difficult endeavor. One of the biggest things that is out there in the patient care these days is a term called the patient experience. And the patient experience, it used to mean, how did the front-end person treat me? How did the nurse treat me? How did the doctor treat me? How did the tech treat me? All of the people that provided my care. But that really has expanded in the recent years. And the patient experience goes all the way to the end of the revenue cycle in healthcare. By the time you pay that very last bill, your insurance claim has gone through, you've received statements from your doctor or the hospital or that office, and you've made those payments for your responsibility, that is still part of the patient experience. And so my goal is to take that patient experience that is all the way to the end where I sit and ensure that there is still a great, healthy, productive relationship and solution. I just happen to be a nurse who was trying to do that.
And well, you've certainly done a great job building Beyond Green Solutions and leading that with empathy. And you've done that becoming an entrepreneur and not starting your career as an entrepreneur, but you mold it into entrepreneurship, which I know here in Rochester, there's a lot of young entrepreneurs who might be listening and might be interested in taking the similar step. What are some of the greatest strengths of the Rochester community that helped you out as you jumped into growing your own business?
Yeah, I mean, Rochester is a wide open arena of entrepreneurial support. One of the things that sticks out in my mind the most is the Simon Business School Vision Consulting Program. So this is a really neat concept. These are students enrolled in a full-time MBA through the Simon Business School at the U of R. And they are looking to do almost capstone projects, right? They want a real-life situation for a business, hopefully local to Rochester, who needs some sort of business consulting advice. So I applied to the program, and my company was accepted for the kind of question that I had to ask. And my question was, what is the right market for my business services, and what are the steps that I need to take to move towards that market? And it was astounding. So there was a student project director that was assigned. She had five or six of her peers as part of her project. And then they were assigned a mentor, which is a local entrepreneur or business owner in the Rochester area who was kind of there for advice and assistance. And so they came back and said, your business is going to grow in these best stages, right? This is the local market. Here's how you can tap into it. Here's where you'll exhaust it. And then here's how you need to move on. And they did a lot of market research. They did a review and interviews with my current clients and talked about what they loved about my business. They did a review of my website. They did a review of my competition and how they are, advocating and growing their businesses. And it was really that first time that I could take this infantile business plan and kind of explode that sales and marketing portion of it. And it propelled me to create a new website. It propelled me to create new marketing materials. And it actually helped me lean in to narrowing my scope of growing my business and saying, my healthcare clients are the happiest. My healthcare clients are the most productive and effective with the work that I'm giving them, the services. And I need to lean into that in New York State. And then I need to lean into that across the United States. And so that's how my business has changed in the last probably two and a half years since doing that program. We are now very niche focused in healthcare, and we are very niche focused in small to mid-sized businesses in healthcare. And then we are now expanding across the United States. In the last 2.5 years, we've gone from maybe a handful of states to now clients in 42 states across the US. And a lot of that business planning began from the Simon Vision Consulting opportunity.
It's not easy, right? You've worked really hard, put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears in it. What are some of those challenges that came up along the way as you transitioned into entrepreneurship?
Yeah, absolutely. So when I started my business, I started it from scratch. And there are pluses and minuses of, you know, buying into a business versus starting it from scratch. Also very trying hard to be self-funded, which also has different challenges than, crowdfunding and all those other opportunities. So I would say that the biggest challenges for somebody like me is finding those people that you trust to help you with the things that you don't know or understand, right? You need to find a business attorney. You need to find an accountant. You need to find a, you know, marketing, digital presence expertise. And I've been very fortunate and very purposeful in shopping local for that type of support. So, you know, my marketing company is a local Rochester company. My attorney is local to Rochester. My accountant is a Rochester accounting firm. So those resources exist, but finding who they are and tapping into them and ensuring that they are going to support you in the way that you need to, I think are the toughest things that we can do as entrepreneurs. And I got to tell you, most of those people I find through local Rochester networking, whether it is the local chambers of commerce, whether it's the kind of homegrown networking groups, whether it's paying into networking groups like BNI. I have done them all, and they have led me to people that are local Rochester entrepreneurs, whether their businesses are supporting Rochester or they're far and wide like I am. They are tapped into the community and tapped into the resources, and they really become those trusted confidants. I have a friend who does business banking, and, you know, anytime I have a question about, what does it look like to get a loan? What does it look like to do an acquisition and purchase a business? Give me that trusted advice. It's a local bank. He's a local guy. I call him.
Yep. Yeah, that local, that's so powerful too, is the emphasis on the local influence. And is that a way that you also feel like with Beyond Green Solutions, you give back to the community too by giving your business to Rochester vendors and those who can help you out in our community?
Yeah, so kind of two things come to mind. The first one is, of course, clients. I have a ton of local clients in the greater Rochester and the Western New York area because that's where my business started, because that's where so many of my connections and network is. But the second thing that I think is really important as business owners is that we share our knowledge and our resources with those who don't have it. So I am always free to give a, 15, 20 minute, half an hour chat of, tell me what you're going through in your small business and what is happening with somebody not paying for the services that you've already provided. How can I give you those thoughts and ideas to connect with that person and move towards resolution? And then if you can't resolve it on your own, how can I help you with an escalation? There's a lot of business owners, all of us as business owners, it's not a problem till it's a problem. And when you start your business, you're not thinking about the types of services that I provide when you have a conflict with a customer that isn't paying for the services you've provided. So if you got into that pickle and you want to salvage that relationship, which I think most business owners do, let's kind of talk through how can you have a great conversation? How can you provide the right information? How can you give somebody options to want to resolve that conflict of a past due bill?
Yeah, and all that is what you do with Beyond Green Solutions. And you work with healthcare in particular, right, as you said, but also are taking on other clients as well. How would you know if you're a business, if you might be a right fit for Beyond Green Solutions?
Yeah, so we work with all different types of businesses, mostly small to mid-size, and they could be anything from what we would call like B2C. They have customers, consumers, think like skilled trades, HVAC, plumbing, construction, electrical. They may be somebody who works in the B2B world, right? They're providing services to other businesses. Think about attorneys, accountants, IT companies. We still work with all of those. Healthcare is certainly our specialty, but the businesses that reach out for our advice and our services, it's more of a philosophy than an actual type of customer or consumer. And it's the philosophy that I am trying to maintain and salvage the relationship. And I believe in the mission and vision of my business to help people and don't want to use kind of harsh methods or kind of escalatory measures out of the starting gate. How can I mediate and collaborate towards a resolution amicably, I guess is maybe the best way to say it. Those are the businesses that we like to hear from. Those are the ones that we can give advice to. And those are the ones that we can help hopefully resolve internally, but if not resolve amicably with our services.
And finally, Katie, as we're talking with Katie Borchers from Beyond Green Solutions, it's debt collection with empathy, a revolutionary way of doing this. And it's amazing what you and your team are doing, Katie. Finally, why is it that here in the Rochester community, why are you passionate about giving back? And why are you so passionate about standing up for small businesses?
First and foremost, I've spent my whole life in Rochester. My family is here. My husband's family is here. I'm raising my children in the same community that I grew up in. You know, Rochester has so much to offer from a landscape perspective, from local businesses. You know, I love fall and going to the farm markets. I think most Rochesterians would say that. But I'm here and I believe in helping my community. I believe in creating a family legacy. And Rochester is the place that I'm going to do that. I think that answered your question, but here I am, a Rochester native who loves the life that I have created in this great community.
Katie Borchers from Beyond Green Solutions. Learn more about her at beyondgreensolutions.com and what her and her team does and might be able to help your small business with. Katie, thanks so much for joining me this morning on Rochester Speaks.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me on.